Chapter 5, A Talking Cat. One day, Maria decides to hire a nanny for her child. The new nanny is a kind old woman. She loves children very much. On the first day of working at Maria's, the nanny stays at home with the child. Only Mars the cat is with them. After walking and playing, the nanny takes the child to bed. She is tired and decides to go to sleep also. But as soon as she begins to fall asleep, suddenly someone says loudly in the corner of the room, "Feed me!" The nanny jumps up in surprise. She looks around. There's nobody there. Only the cat Mars lies in the corner in a doll's bed. The cat Mars is looking at the nanny discontentedly. The nanny decides that it was a dream and she wants to go back to sleep. But then, from the same corner, she distinctly hears again, "I want to eat!" The nanny turns her head. The cat is looking attentively and discontentedly directly at her. The old woman gets scared. She looks at the cat for a while, when suddenly the demanding voice is heard from him again. "Give me something to eat!" She crosses herself, just in case, and goes to the kitchen. She gives some food to the cat. She keeps glancing with caution at the cat Mars till the evening, but the satisfied cat sleeps and does not speak any more. Maria comes back home in the evening, and the old woman tells her in a frightened tone that the cat speaks in a human voice and demands food. Maria is very surprised. She begins to doubt that the new nanny is in her right mind, but the nanny convinces her that it is true. "That's how it was," the nanny says. "Here in this corner in the doll's bed, the cat sits and says to me, 'Give me something to eat.' Moreover, it repeats it," the nanny says. And suddenly, Maria understands what happened. She comes to the doll's bed and takes a small doll from it. Maria presses the doll, and they hear the same phrase, "I want to eat."